Gambling News Brief by CasinoReviews.net. Here are today's top stories. UKGC announced strategic plan to create a responsible gaming industry. The United Kingdom Gambling Commission, UKGC, the gaming regulator, has introduced a corporate strategy for the proposed changes to the UK Gambling Act. The strategy is to create high standards in gaming regulation and is a three-year plan until 2027 that follows the white paper consultation period with many stakeholders in the gaming industry. The statement says the UKGC will focus on key areas in the gambling industry, and future regulations will be based on data-driven, evidence-based results collected from stakeholders in the gaming industry. Minnesota Racing Commission and lawmakers at odds over HHR gambling. A Minnesota legislative panel convened to discuss the prohibition of historical horse racing, HHR. It was a move made swiftly in response to the Minnesota Racing Commission's recent but controversial decision to approve casino-style gaming. Minnesota Representative Zach Stevenson voiced his opposition to the Racing Commission's decision, deeming it unlawful. He introduced a bill aimed at reversing this action during the House Commerce Committee meeting. As the legislative session reaches its midpoint, tension escalates over the legalization of mobile sports betting. Luis Horna receives hefty fine for betting sponsorship violation. Former professional tennis player Luis Horna has been fined by the International Tennis Integrity Agency, ITIA, for violating betting sponsorship regulations. According to the ITIA, Horna signed an agreement to endorse a betting operator and promote tennis betting, which is a direct breach of the sport's rules that guide sponsorships with betting companies. Under the Tennis Anti-Corruption Program, TACP, no covered person shall directly or indirectly facilitate, encourage, and/or promote tennis betting facilitation. The 25th edition of the Gaming and Technology Expo opens in Cartagena. The 25th edition of the Gaming and Technology, GAT, Expo in Cartagena, Colombia, began today, Tuesday, April 9. Things kicked off at 9 a.m. with opening words from the president of Colwegos, Colombia's gaming regulator, as well as the associations Asoegos, Cornazar, Fecalwegos, and Fidelco, and an opening speech from José Aníbal Aguirre, the founder of the event. The exposition is being attended by industry leaders from across Latin America, including from Paraguay, Argentina, Mexico, Peru, and more. Casinos in New Jersey report decline in 2023 gross operating profit. New Jersey casinos saw a fall in gross operating profit despite a rise in net revenue in Q4 2023, according to new data published by the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement. There was net revenue of $781.9 million in Q4 2023, a rise of 1.3% year-on-year. However, gross operating profit fell 3.6% to $148.5 million. The division also published details of the casino's full-year performance. For a more in-depth look at what is going on in the world of gambling and casinos, be sure to check out the full story articles at CasinoReviews.net.